All right, good morning. Fire away.
Mike, just in terms of the defensive communication of your group here, and when you look back at other defenses that you've had, where does this group stack up in terms of how on the same page they are and whether they can tell each other things without maybe even having to say things?
They're pretty good. I mean, you know, each defense is a little bit different. But, I mean, these guys have been together for a while, so, they're pretty much on the same page. Even when we come off in between series, we're able to communicate pretty easily.
Do you see them being able to solve issues before they arise?
Well, they're pretty smart. Yeah, I think they see a lot of things, and they're able to communicate with one another on things. That stuff has been really good, yeah.
How much more are you able to do? I mean, now that you've had these guys essentially together, for so long, how much more has it opened up the playbook for you and things that you can call?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we can do whatever we want to do most of the time. I mean, there's certain things, but it's the same deal. You still have to be able to execute it. But we put something in. It goes pretty flawlessly usually. I don't know. I don't really worry about that. It's when you look at it, they take three safeties, they take three quarterbacks. I mean, it's not. Do I think some other guys probably should have made it? Yeah, but the good thing about these guys, every one of them that I texted last night that made the Pro Bowl or yesterday, whenever I did it, they all talked about, that's not really their goal. So that was nice.
Is there a difference playing a team that is out of the playoffs, and you have to talk about that with your team?
They know that they're out of the playoffs, but I don't think that's a big factor. It's a division game. We have a lot to play for, and it's important that we go out and. Really, what I talked to him about was, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we lost, and we had a new sense of urgency and a new focus, and that's what we need to do again. Just because we won this last week doesn't mean okay, we can go back to how we were and end up getting beat. So we're just trying to just stay on point with everything we do and continue to move forward and continue to try to get wins.
Mike, when you got here 3 years ago, what did you feel about the Packers, and how important was it for you to start to beat them regularly?
Well, it was important that we try to beat everybody, but yeah. But I mean, yeah. They're a great organization. They've got a great coach, great players, and I knew that that was a team. If we were going to end up winning divisions, we would probably have to beat. For us, and when I came here, it was all about a process of trying to get better each day and trying to get the football team the right way and get the right kind of guys in here and then continue to move forward from there. Division games obviously are really important, but we really didn't put any more emphasis on a division game than we have until you guys started writing about it, and then maybe I did a little bit more. But, each game is really important for us because that's how it goes. But I have a great deal of respect for the Packers and the things that they've been able to accomplish. The history, everything about them, the organization, the head coach, and everybody else.
Specifically with game week preparation, but because of how successful they've been over the years, have you probably spent more time looking at them and figuring out how to beat them, even off-season film study and things like that?
I would say no. Not more than anybody else, no. I mean, no.
Did you never probably, before you got here, fully understand how much people here hate Green Bay?
Well, no, I didn't. I mean, I don't. I don't know.
When you came here, did you look at Adam Thielen and say that someday he looked like a Pro Bowl wide receiver?
Yeah, no, probably not. But I didn't know his heart. You know, now I know his heart.
Mike, how do you feel like Danielle Hunter has grown this year, taking on a much bigger responsibility?
Yeah, I thought last week maybe he played his best game. You know, I'm hoping it continues to go forward here. You know, Danielle is, you know, like a lot of young guys, and when they first start becoming a full-time player, you know, they never want to make a mistake. And I think Danielle a little bit has that same, I don't know if it's a problem or issue or, you know, whereas times he just has to do like he did last week and just go and then react and use his athletic ability and not so much rely on his thinking or, you know, careful that he made, well, I might make a mistake here or there. And so I think that's been a process for him learning this year. And like I say, last week he did that, and I hope that it continues to move forward that way.
Hundley and Rodgers. I mean, obviously there's a lot of experience difference there, but beyond that.
Well, he has a lot of the, you know, you can tell he's watched Rodgers, you know, for some years, and he's got a lot of the same mannerisms on a lot of the things. They've changed a little bit on some, you know, there's a few different runs here and there, and a few different throws, but you know, not a lot. I mean,
stuff more at the line than Hunley?
No, he changes a decent amount, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does, you know, signals and the, you know, the hard count same, and, you know, a lot of the things are very, very similar.
Why would they change runs? You said they do some runs different with him.
Yeah, I don't, it's probably because of the backs, honestly, you know, because they got the two backs, but.
Did you spend any time looking at that Davante Adams hit on Sunday?
Well, I saw the replays on it. Yeah, it was. I think the NFL is trying to do an awful lot on it. You know, I think, you know, it's important that we try to take the you know, hits to the head out of the game best we can. You know, you don't want to see people get hurt or get injured, and. You know, one of the hardest ones, and I've said this many times, is when, you know, you're going backward toward your own goal line and somebody's coming forward, because typically the guy's not looking. And, you know, my opinion doesn't matter, but, you know, I think those should be, you should screen them like a basketball guy instead of hitting them, you know, because you can knock the heck out of them, you know, even if you don't hit them in the neck and head area. You know, you can screen them and still get the job done, and you know you're not going to get anybody hurt. You know, I had Keith Rivers when we played Pittsburgh one time. He ended up getting his jaw broke on a very similar hit like that, and, you know, he ended up missing the whole year. So, you know, I think we got to continue to try to be safer and, you know, with all those things.
How much has your opinion on that sort of thing changed in the, you know, 20 to 30 years in the league?
Well, the whole league has changed in the 20 years I've been in the league. You know, I guess I'm a defensive coach, and, you know, a lot of times these quarterbacks throw the ball in the middle of the field, and these safeties are, you know, coming to make a play on the ball, and, you know, these, quite honestly, the ball shouldn't have been thrown. You know, back in the day, the ball wouldn't have been thrown. But, you know, we have to adapt to the rules, and the hard part, especially for the safeties, is when they're catching a ball and the guy is going down and you've lowered your target, but he continues to go lower, and now you have to try to, well, you know, and then about the time it takes the golf ball to come off a club face to try to move your target another spot, you know, which is almost totally impossible. But I think they could take a bunch of these plays out if the quarterbacks wouldn't throw the ball into places they shouldn't throw the ball.
Make it easier to defend too, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but we wouldn't get guys hurt.
Hit,
well, I think that's I don't know if it's Sendejo's hit, but it's one, something like that, yeah. But, I mean, you know, you see it all the time. I think there was one the other night in the Tampa Bay game in Atlanta. So, you know, that's just my opinion. No one cares.
But are these guys taught to put their helmet on the ball? Is that the best way to dislodge it?
Well, now you can't, you know, it depends on where the ball is. You can't, you know, if it's anywhere up in here, because what happens is you hit here and the helmet slides up and catches the bottom part of the chin, you know, the face mask or something. Then, you know, it's helmet to helmet. So, honestly, your target area is kind of small anyway. But when a guy is moving, catching the ball, and, you know, it's a bet, you know. Back in the day in cover three, they didn't throw very many skinny posts. You know, the receivers tell them, don't throw that ball. Throw it on the outside or something like that. Now they've, you know. So anyway, it doesn't matter.
The other big topic right now is catch from wall. You know, what is a catch? What is
it? Yeah, don't ask me.
Well, have you had to tell your receivers or change their approach about how they're, you know, catching the football just to take the mystery out of it?
Yeah, if you're going to the ground, the ball cannot move, period. And that's, I don't want to get into it, but, I mean, I kind of know what a catch is. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, and, you know, if the ball moves this much, it's not a catch. And the guy caught it, but, hey, I don't care.
Time for two more.
My philosophy of rules.
Would you ever want a spot on the competition committee to...
Yeah, but they don't like defensive guys on the competition committee. They like offensive guys there, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think there's a good possibility, yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to try and go outside here. That'll be special enough, I think. All right, thanks.